Okay, here we are again on December the 8th. Wow, it's getting close to Christmas, year 2017, and my name's Brian. It's amazing. I just want to give you an update on what's going on. We are making some really, really good progress in reference to BioClear. The testimonies are just unbelievable. Really, really. The 102-year-old, fantastic. I love you guys. Thank you very much. Those individuals who are being relieved of different symptoms. I mean, it's amazing. It's thank you very, very much. Once again, I'm not encouraging anyone to drink alcohol. I know it does help to relieve the symptoms of a hangover, but, you know, just be careful. Once again, thank you. We will not forget about you. And you are helping us to build a institution of the, what's the word? An institution of new wisdom. Of course, there's nothing new under the sun. When you look at this matrix, many of us, we've done this before. But the point is, we're looking to really develop a very strong base network of like-minded people who really do care, who really care about making sure that we are all doing the right thing to make it easier for us, for you, for this planet, for our children, for everybody. And thank you. And we're looking forward to build this institution of great minds that will help to develop newer technologies and maybe even come up with cures for many diseases, which I intend to help in the future. We are working on a cure for all environmental cancers, and we are going to do it. The only thing I have to do, I have the understanding of the actual molecule, and I just need to find the time to actually figure out how to synthesize that molecule. And once I've got the correct information, we're going to be going ahead with that. So that's where your money's going to be going when you help support what we're doing. We are putting this money back into patents, lawyers' fees, accountant fees, advisory fees, government fees. There's so many fees that we have to pay, clinical fees to do the studies. I mean, it costs a lot of money. And so if you can help us, I'm asking for your help. And the more that you help us, we have a better chance of really being able to help you, your family in the future, the 7 billion people on this planet. For me to complete that technology that will cure at least 90% of all environmental cancers, I know this molecule will. And I'm not just saying it. I know that once it goes to clinical trials, people are going to be freaked out. They're going to say, my God, it's true. Along with our drug and safety test that we've got a full patent on, what are we going to do? I think sometime next year we're looking to get it tested so it can be validated. And then we've got I've got thoughts coming at the same time. And plus we're looking to do a clinical test next year in reference to, I've got so many patents in reference to the cancer urine strip test, yes, which will test for 5 different gases in the urine. And the actual unique thing about this test, so I'm getting excited now. What's really unique about this test, it will validate whether or not that the treatment that one is taking for cancer, whether it's chemotherapy, whether it's naturopathic, it doesn't matter what it is, it will actually show whether or not the treatment's actually working. So it really will help to improve the treatment protocol worldwide for cancer and for different cancers. And not to mention the test itself. It's a master test that will test if you have cancer anywhere in your physical body, anywhere. And so it will serve as an incredible screen test where you can be diagnosed by the medical community, because that's who we plan to give this test to, for them to test. You'll be diagnosed by the medical community as maybe potentially having cancer. Then if you test positive, then they do other tests. What's nice about it, this can right at stage 1-0. Actually, stage 0 cancer. Stage 0. Is that right? Hang on. Let me, because I forget. Hang on. It's, yes, my God, it is. Stage 0 cancer. So this will be able to, if you've got stage 0 cancer, you're going to have the 5 gases in your urine. So, in other words, this will test prior to your body developing stage 1. And a lot of people, particularly in the case of ovarian cancer, this is usually stage 3, stage 4 by the time you are actually diagnosed. And I am working with Professor Mike Thompson at University of Toronto, and we are working on completing the technology for a separate technology for ovarian blood serum. So you can see that I'm fairly busy, and we've got so much on the go. We've got so much to look forward to. Once again, thank you very, very much for helping us. You know, I really mean it. And there's so much that people are asking me to do. But I'm just by myself. I'm like the bottleneck, and so it's not easy for me. I don't spend a moment where my mind is still. I'm going all the time. So, anyways, let's get on with this. In reference to the enzymes, I've spoken to many of you. You've asked me questions, and the one question doesn't come up often. It's maybe it's twice now. Is diarrhea. And some people are saying, if I get diarrhea, take it, should I stop? Actually, let me tell you my experience. My experience is I get diarrhea once in a while. I take the capsules. I take it every day. And people who know me, they know I take it every day. And I take it with oil in the morning, 2 capsules every morning. And plus, I take it with my meals when I think I need to actually take it. But I do get diarrhea, and because I can discern myself, the diarrhea is basically if I have some sort of contaminant or something going into my system that my system wants to reject, I will get diarrhea. And so it's like a detox, and it's a blessing. It's actually fantastic. It's like a warning. Hey, you've got something in your system, so the enzymes will actually help get rid of that instead of whatever's in your system. It stays in your system and causes you some sort of harm to your digestive or intestinal or colon system or blood system. So this is a positive. This is not a negative. And so what I do, I continue taking the enzymes, and then my stools will go back to normal. And then maybe a month later or even a week later, but if it happens again, it's because I took something I was not supposed to take. So these enzymes act as a mechanism to warn you that you have taken something in your system you were not supposed to take. So that's my answer, just the knowledge at this time. But it's incredible. So that's my answer. Don't worry about it. But if you have a continual problem with diarrhea, I mean, if it's continual, if it's more than 10 days, then I would say come off it, because it should clear up within 72 hours, maximum 5 days. Depends on what you took in your system. But if you got something, if it's 10 days, come off it. And you may have to go see your doc. Maybe there's something else going on in your system. And that could serve as a good warning that maybe there is something else going on. So the enzymes will help you go to your doc and find out that there's something else. It helps you to deal with whatever the issue is right away. So it's a win-win for you. So just pay attention to it. So my next point, positive and negative charge technology. Again, I am the pioneer of Yocto technology. There's no question about that. And once again, I have a full patent in reference to the positive negative charge, plus another test, which is the chemical sensitivity. The chemical sensitivity also works along the same lines of positive negative charge. But we've got a basic one test that is positive negative charge, which is our straight line urine cancer strip test. Then we have the chemical sensitivity test, which is for food, drug safety, and so on. But we basically we bring the whole idea into one concept. We just call everything a positive and negative charge test, just to make it very simple for all of us. Make it simple for me, because I have too much to remember. It makes it easy for me. You know, I don't know what's going on half the time. I've got people walking around me that remind me what I've said. You know, so that's because of the way my brain works. And so this positive and negative charge, it measures the chemical energetic charge on a yucto level. And so if it's a negative charge, it's good. You can take that. You can take that drug. You can take that vitamin. You can take whatever. Okay, for the most part, we're talking about food and drugs. And if it's a positive charge, well, you know, we still have to study this more. But if it's a positive charge, maybe you can take it for a short-term basis only, because some drugs may be positive charge that unfortunately you need to take that drug to save your life. But what happens if you take this positive charge on an ongoing basis, it's likely going to lead to the shutdown or your stem cell being compromised on some level. And the worst thing you want to do is you don't want to do anything or take anything into your system that compromises your stem cell or a stem cell. I mean, if you've got a disease and you've got one stem cell already compromised and you're taking the wrong drug, it's positive charge all the time, positive charge all the time. You take it for some time period. It could be a month, or it could be for 3 years. It could be, but eventually another stem cell is going to be compromised and you're going to end up having one of these awful, awful drug interaction experiences. So that's one of the reasons why we came up with this test. It was as a result of a good friend of mine, Terrence Young, former member of Parliament. His daughter died of a drug interaction. Actually, it wasn't a drug interaction. Died of taking a weight loss drug, and she hemorrhaged. I believe she was 16 years old. He's wrote a book, Death by Prescription. He's a good man, good family. But I really believe that after I made the commitment to Terrence, I think it was 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, I made the commitment to I said, okay, I'm going to help to ensure or minimize, reduce that this doesn't happen to somebody else. And he looked at me at that time. I was not really doing a lot of research in science. And I know he looked at me and goes, say what? Because he was saying, well, you're not really a qualified scientist, right? That's what I'm sure he was thinking that in his head. But 3 years later, I asked him about that, and he said, no. You know, he felt confident that there was something with me. And I felt the same way about him. But because I made that commitment to him, I wanted to keep that commitment. I felt it was important, plus the fact he was with the government at the same time. Hello, Brian. You better do it. You made the commitment. So we've done it. So it took us some time. We've actually developed the actual test, and we've actually got a patent on the actual test. And I think the patent we have is a USA patent. Yeah, they're nodding their heads. It's a USA patent. We have that. You know, so we've done it. So let's move on here. Okay, so now, what do we need to do? Yeah, he's saying, I'm being told to remind you about the cancer test again. This is a full patent that we have. And it's, you know, I am the pioneer. I'm going to be known as the pioneer of yucto technology. I know that. Why? Because my gift allows me to discern on the level of yucto technology, which we don't have technology to really observe or understand yucto technology. And so because we don't have that understanding, scientists cannot easily put together chemical formulations to observe interactions and or reactions on a chemical level. where it's with my gift, I can actually discern what's going on a yucta level, then also discern the chemicals needed to achieve the reaction, the response that I'm looking for. So in the case of a cancer strip test, you know, I had to develop a formulation that would interact with the five gases. But what I needed to do is understand what were the five gases, and then I needed to understand what was the size of the existence of those, I don't want to call them particles, that's not the correct word, but the existence of the physicality of those gases, which is very, very, I mean, they're small. And I needed to really know, again, what are the five gases, why are they there, and then how do I create a formulation? What chemicals do I need? How do I put the actual formulation together? How do I mix it? What do I have to do after it's been mixed? There's so many different complicated stages in order to achieve a strip test where you take your urine and you drop it on a strip test, and then you've got black light that is focused on the strip test, and you can easily observe the reaction. And so this is our technology, and our food and drug safety test works the same way. And many of our tests that will be developed will work the same way. But that's the first step. Then the next step is to take that technology, and then we have to create a new formulation so it could be tested on a mass scale level in hospitals. And so that's where we're going. Like, this is like incredible. You know, we want to use a floor, what is it called? A fluorometer. That's what it's called. You know, I forget these things. See, my brain is, you know, it's, I have so much information on physics and gravity. Even this morning, I'm saying, okay, talking about gravity, it has two. Gravity has a level of consciousness. There's consciousness in gravity, and there's two types of consciousness. And so I start going there, and I go, oh, you can't get me going, because once I get going into the consciousness, then it starts to really, what does it do? If you infuse that knowledge into the collective consciousness, it creates a wave, and it's like knocking down trees. And I don't want to knock down trees, because people get hurt when the trees, particularly if the tree falls on them. And so I have to be very careful when I release information to the collective conscious, in media, through print or whatever. I have to make sure everyone is, or not everyone, but most people are ready to receive the information. Because otherwise it's not going to be well received. So my timing when I give new information, whether it's to do with physics, whether it's to do with nutrition, whether it's to do with the understanding of calories. Here's the thing. There is not one nutritionist on this planet that truly understands the concept of calories. That person doesn't exist. I couldn't believe it. So February coming, we're going to talk about that. The first Sunday show will be that we do for 2 hours will be February the 11th. And we're going to talk about calories, and we're going to talk on such a deep, cutting-edge scientific level that people are going to be given the truth. But it's really amazing that we are walking around and we're listening to a lot of nutrition information that is not correct. So let me talk about the oils. There's something that I've learned. one of the basic problems with oils, particularly in restaurants, deep fry, is that the oils depend on what temperature it is. It can become very rancid very quickly. And there's a charge initially when the oil is used. There's a negative charge, assuming we're talking about a good, healthy oil. But about 2 hours after being used, it turns into a positive charge. But when you walk into the restaurant, you have no idea whether or not that oil is fresh within 2 hours or they've used it for 3 days. But in most cases, they probably used it for 3 days. Particularly in the smaller mom-pa French fry outlets. So you're taking that oil into your system, which is positive charge, and that's the one that can compromise your digestive system, which prevents you from absorbing key carbs. And so instead of you absorbing the carbs, it's turning into something else, and you start to gain weight. So my advice to everyone now, unless you're going to take an oil and you cook it at home, and then you throw the oil out right after you've used the oil, throw it out, all, don't put it back in the fridge. Throw it out. Because every time you use it, it should be a negative charge. Whether it's olive oil, coconut oil, whatever. You use it once. Not twice. Once. And you get rid of it. So you really, really need to pay attention to this. And you'll find that if you start to do this, you're going to feel better. Because it makes no sense of you taking the enzymes with every meal and you're having deep fried food. So part of the exercise is to change the way you eat. And the third segment started on February the 11th. Our broadcast, a Sunday show, is going to be strictly dedicated to nutrition. And that's all we're going to talk about. Now, I'm not here to just promote the enzymes. That's only there to help you. But what I want to do is get you to the point where you don't need to take the enzymes every day. You only take it when you need it. But in the meantime, I want to help restore your health and give you clues of what you can do to restore your digestive system. See, I'm different. Larger corporations would just be telling you, take it every day, take it with meals. And they're not going to help you restore your digestive system. Because they say, if we do that, we don't make as much money. You know, that's what they say. And I know that. We don't think this way. We're here to help you. We want to help everybody. And so that's what we're going to start doing on February the 11th. We're going to start helping all of you restore your digestive system. Wow, I'm telling you. Okay, now, just quickly, we're moving along here in reference to the gluten situation. There's a lot of people have gluten intolerance, allergies, blah, blah, blah. It's a list. However you want to dysfunction, however you want to describe it. What I've learned that a lot of people today, and I'm not any different. I'm guilty too. They take butter with bread. And we shouldn't really be doing this. The butter and the bread is not really compatible. Now, olive oil and bread is good. You can do that. But the butter and bread, so what I realized that for years, and I love butter, and I would just smother the butter on my bread, particularly if the loaf of bread was just baked, comes out of the oven. And I would just say, my God, that smells good. And I would just put so much butter. But what I realized, I discerned myself that it was compromising my ability to digest gluten from foods. It was creating problems for me. And so just this week, I made a decision, and believe you me, it's pain to me because I love it. I love the butter. So I'm going to try to the best of my ability. That's all I can do. I'm not going to say I'm not going to do it because I may break down. I may break down. And I'm being told, yeah, I'm probably going to break down. But I'm going to, yeah, because, you know, you just don't know, right? You may buy something, like you may get something in the store, restaurant, whatever. It's got butter. You have no idea that there's butter on there. And so what are you going to do? You're going to say, hey, I can't have it because there's butter on it? No, you may just end up saying, okay, I'm going to have the butter. Because it's not going to really kill you. But on that moment, that situation, so I'll take the butter, but I'm going to grab my enzymes. I'm going to grab my enzymes so my system can digest it. That's a situation where you walk with the enzymes. You have it in your glove compartment, your purse, your pocket, wherever. And that's a typical situation. If you're somewhere and you're going to eat something and the food combining is not so great, but you're there, what are you going to do? You take the enzymes. So I know that I'm going to start to improve my digestive system by not putting the butter on the bread. And I'm going to see how I feel. But I'm being much more conscious when I go to a restaurant. I'm trying to avoid deep fried foods. And it's amazing how many foods we eat that it's deep fried and we don't even realize it's deep fried. So you need to educate yourself on what foods are deep fried. And when you order the food in a restaurant, you say, what part of this dish is deep fried? You may order one dish, but there may be one ingredient in there that goes on the plate that's deep fried. So you've got to ask the question and change it with something else. And again, don't worry about diarrhea. It's part, for most people, I know for me, it's part of my body going through a detox. So don't worry about this. You know, I mean, I don't feel bad. Because once I have the understanding why I get diarrhea, and I don't get it often. But when I do, I was discerned. Did I eat something that I wasn't supposed to? And the answer goes back, yes. Then I'll just say thank you. It's really amazing. Just think about it. Now, Christmas is coming. You're going to meet a lot of people, friends, strangers, restaurants, parties, office parties, the company Christmas party, all these different things going on. And some of you will wake up with a hangover. And will these enzymes help you? Yes. For most people, it does. But again, don't overdo it. But if you do, by chance, let me go back. By me saying don't overdo it, I have to correct myself. Some of you are going to overdo it. Because it's written for you to have that complete human experience. So by me saying, don't overdo it, then meanwhile, if I was to check your Akashic records, your files, your life script. And then I see, well, on this date, you're supposed to go to the office party, and you're supposed to get drunk, and you're supposed to wake up with a hangover. Right? So I know this, but it would be unfair, and it's yes, it's absolutely unfair for me to say to you, don't do it. Particularly if I know that some of us, we can't help it. So those who have this script that is written to wake up with a hangover have to bioclear enzymes with you. Okay? That's what I say. It will help you get over that horrible feeling. It will improve on your focus. It will help to get rid of that imbalance in your digestive system caused by the alcohol. And the reason why you get this horrible hangover is because your system has not completely digested the alcohol. And that's why you get it. And so what happens is the enzymes will help you completely digest the alcohol. And so as the enzymes is actually doing this, the symptoms of this horrible hangover slowly disappears. It's very simple to understand. It's not, and this is the thing, when you're dealing with science, you know, I've explained the test that we have developed. Now, you all understand it's very simple. It's not difficult to understand. And so when you're dealing with the information that is correct for the most part, and you understand it, it's correct. I get very nervous when someone sits in front of me and starts expressing, pronouncing these words. My God, I can't even spell them, half the words. And I'm saying, what? Why can't you take that same information, extrapolate what needs to be extrapolated, condense it to something simple that everybody can understand? So what I've been able to learn in the situation when they can't do that, in every case there's something wrong with what they're doing or saying. In every case. So when I speak to you, I'm going to come down to my level. Because it takes me a while to understand something. I don't get it right away. But if I have my gift coming through me, boy, look out. It's very, very, very direct, exact, and I get the information. And when the information is given to me, it's given to me as though I'm a simpleton. It's yes or no response, or with a very simple thought. Can you imagine if I was getting that same information based on these different words that most people can't spell, and I was getting that information? I would be saying, Father, hey, hang on for 1 second. Come on. You're playing with me. You're playing with me. What is it you want from me? You're giving me these words. Now, how do you think I'm going to get to the people who really give a darn? And that this set of individuals out there, the masses, how are they going to understand these words that most people can't spell, including myself? Do you understand? So the way I get information, it's very straightforward, so I can understand it because it is correct, exact information. And when we speak about truth, truth is a moving target. I mean, what is true today may not be true tomorrow. But at the same time, we try to understand the information that will help us make better choices. And when I speak to you, when I do these broadcasts on Sunday, I mean, I don't have a teleprompter. I don't have a teleprompter going across. This is me talking to you. This is the big boss coming through me. This is my gift. So I don't have writers, staff writers, that will write something to reveal to you that I personally don't believe in. I'm never going to stoop that low to you. I will not tell you something that someone else has written that I don't believe. I will never do this to you, to the best of my ability, unless someone tricks me. But with conscious intent, absolutely, I would not do this. I need you to know this. So the knife, heartburn, well, it helps a lot of people. There's, you know, when we talk about heartburn, there's situational heartburn and there's clinical heartburn. Clinical is connected to a stem cell. So when we're talking about heartburn, we're really talking about situational heartburn. For example, if I take hot peppers, and one of the things that I've learned about hot peppers, because it can turn your digestive system into a positive charge. The pepper can actually, particularly if it's very hot, I'm not saying all peppers, but the extremely hot ones can really mess up your system. And meanwhile, you're taking something that's really, really good, healthy, negative charge. You put that pepper in your system, it will mess up your digestive system. And I know with me, I've got a lot of experience. Now I'm cutting down on the peppers. But when I take the enzymes, it will definitely help me in a big way. But I do know that people who take a lot of pepper, eventually they're going to do their body system more harm. And I need to study this more. And I need to take a look at different species of peppers, because I don't want to make it just a general statement. But I am setting up a red flag on peppers, so you have to be very careful when you are digesting a lot of peppers. So having said that, again, we're looking forward to your continued support, and I'm going to give back to you the information that you need to improve your overall well-being. And that's what we're here for. We're here to improve your overall well-being. And Christmas is coming. Think of who you can help. This would make a very wonderful Christmas gift for someone who has a history of digestive systems problems. Like, it's amazing. If you're an athlete, professional athlete, Olympian, I'm telling you, and you need to focus, this will be proven to be the only enzyme that will actually help improve your performance. You can take that to the bank. You know, I know that. Is that true? Let me confirm. Yes, yes, yes. Then now the thought just came into me. I would not have had you make the statement just now if it wasn't true. And I say thank you right back to my big boss. So let me see what else I have to say before we say goodbye and for you to have a great weekend. Hang on. No, we're good. We're good. So once again, thank you for all of you who have supported us, who have bought the enzymes, and I mean we are so lucky to have you in our lives, and I know you feel the same way about me. Most of you do. He goes no. He goes all. He says all. Okay, thank you. Okay, and so I'm just going to do the best I can, and next year I am going to complete the molecule for the cure for environmental cancer, and then we'll move on with the paperwork and to try to get that done. And so we're probably looking at 3 years down the road before we even start to do any sort of serious approved government clinical trials. So it's going to be a good journey, but we're going to make it happen. So in the meantime, have a great weekend and really, really enjoy yourself. Thank you.